In 2011, the government announced it would shut the camps, but those efforts came to naught while serving as sanctuaries for those accused of witchcraft and ostracized or attacked for it. The camps lack basic social services. The practice of magical skills, spells, and abilities is deeply ingrained in Ghanaian culture. Witches and wizards are believed to hold powers to create fortunes or mishaps and are often blamed for natural disasters, accidents, and the like in some African societies. In Ghana, stories that highlight the detection and abuse of accused witches and warlocks are mostly from the northern part of the country, reinforcing the false notion that the practice only exists there. A 2018 U.S. State Department report indicates more than six witch camps are spread across the area and hold 2,000 to 2,500 women and 1,000 to 1,200 children. Some of these settlements are believed to have been set up about 100 years ago. Cynthia Morrison, Ghana's Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, says the lynching of a 90-year-old woman should have never happened in the 21st century. She says her ministry, along with the Parliamentary Select Committee on Women and Children, have embarked on a familiarization tour to witch camps to engage traditional authorities, families of the alleged witches, and the women themselves to draft a roadmap for closing them. Morrison says some of the women indicated that the camp serves as a safe haven after suffering abuse and torture in their communities.
"Wait, I'd rather die here. And so we go back with the traditional authorities because we cannot do anything without them. They are the custodians of the land here. And then we sit and if they want to be there, what do we do? If we have to reintegrate them to their community, what do we do? Some people have been there for over 10 years and nobody wants them anymore."
She says the chiefs and traditional authorities in the area where the camps are located have shown commitment to close them down, and the need now is for families of the alleged witches to accept them back.
"If the family members are going to receive them back home, we don't have any problem at all. I would wish that even going there, the family members were there to say that we are taking our mothers home. Then we'll have no issue at all. Because they are not being kept there by compulsion. No, they are there because they see there as a safe haven and they refuse to go home. But if the family members are willing to take them, bingo, they go back home."
Robert Akoto Amwafo, director of Amnesty International Ghana, says abuse of women accused of witchcraft has long been neglected. He says the camps should be closed, but government needs to do more, noting that witchcraft accusations also happen in communities where people are accused and lynched, but the incidents are often not reported.
"For instance, clearly having a strategy towards ending that issue, the government putting a budget in place towards that issue, and we see parliament making steps towards making laws to ban the issue of witchcraft accusations in Ghana."
He says providing basic social amenities would enable communities to naturally integrate with the witch camps. Reporting for VOA, this is Mary Zotri in Ghana.